Tea Party members and candidates the group support question if certain federal government programs are constitutionally sound, whether or not Social Security, unemployment, Medicare, and education should be under the purview of the federal system makes for a lively debate. To get some perspective, we've turned to two legal scholars. First, we'll hear from constitutional law professor Randy Barnett from Georgetown University. Barnett says even though the Supreme Court has said the programs are constitutional, candidates can and should question the basis for those decisions.
Every congressman and every senator takes an oath to uphold the Constitution. He or she does not take an oath to uphold what the Supreme Court opinion is about the Constitution. And what's so interesting about this is that most of the Supreme Court decisions that uphold these kinds of laws are basically deferring to Congress's judgment that what it's doing is constitutional. So it's perfectly appropriate for these senators and elected representatives to themselves independently decide what's within their constitutional powers, because that's what the Supreme Court is deferring to.
How easy would it be for lawmakers to challenge the basis for these types of services once the Supreme Court has ruled on them?
Well, that's not what's being proposed. I don't take it that they're challenging anything. They'd have to go to court to do that. They're basically just saying that they'll either enact laws that they think are constitutional or repeal laws that they think are unconstitutional, and that's totally within their power. I mean, think about the presidential veto. The president can veto a law because he thinks it's bad policy, but he can also veto a law because he thinks it's unconstitutional. In fact, he should, because he has taken an oath to uphold the Constitution as well. And his opinion about that doesn't depend on what the Supreme Court thinks. That's his own opinion.
And what are your thoughts generally about this new wave of political involvement in the country? What do you think it will mean in the future for how the country is governed?
Well, it's very interesting that the American people always seem to, when they're strongly opposed to what's happening in Washington, they always seem to resort to looking and reading the Constitution of the United States, which we're lucky is in writing, so they can read it and see what it says and have their own opinion about what it says. And now we're seeing a lot of political action by ordinary private citizens who have their views of what the Constitution means, and they're now supporting elected candidates who have their views about what the Constitution means. And that is how constitutional law has evolved over the decades, by political action of this kind affecting how elected public officials like senators and congressmen view the meaning of the Constitution.
That was legal scholar Professor Randy Barnett from Georgetown University. Now for a slightly different take on this constitutional issue, we'll turn to the West Coast and hear from Professor Erwin Shimerinsky, who is the founding dean of the University of California Irvine School of Law. Shimerinsky says the constitutionality of these federal program issues have been settled law for seven decades.
The United States Supreme Court has made clear since the mid-1930s that Congress has broad power to regulate commerce among the states, and has specifically said this includes the ability to have minimum wage and maximum hour laws. The Supreme Court has said since the mid-1930s that Congress has the power, under its taxing and spending power, to create things like Social Security and things like the Department of Education. There is no constitutional doubt whatsoever now that these are permissible. Now, of course, these are based on Supreme Court interpretations of the Constitution, because the Constitution doesn't explicitly mention these things, but the Constitution is just several pages long. It was meant to be an outline for government. I think there is 0% chance that the United States Supreme Court would declare Social Security or the Department of Education or minimum wage unconstitutional.
The health care legislation that passed, a court in Michigan found that the individual mandate is constitutional. What do you think this says about the challenges that are coming forward and the possibility that they will be heard?
I think it is important to separate that which is clearly established as a matter of constitutional law from that which is uncertain. It's clearly established that Social Security or the Department of Education or the minimum wage law are constitutional. It's obviously uncertain at this point as to what's going to happen in terms of the constitutionality of the federal health care bill. My own sense is, under the clearly established law, courts will rule that this is constitutional, but it's going to be a while before that gets to the Supreme Court.
What are your thoughts generally about this new wave of political involvement in the country? What do you think it will mean in the future for how our country is governed?
I think more political involvement is always good. I think people paying attention to the Constitution is always good. But what really bothers me is when people try to take their own policy preferences and put it in constitutional terms when there's no basis in constitutional law. So those who oppose Social Security certainly are free to do so. But to say that there's a chance that Social Security is declared unconstitutional is just nonsense. People can oppose the idea of a minimum wage, but to say that there's a chance that the minimum wage were declared unconstitutional, that's just nonsense.
Professor Erwin Chemerinsky is a constitutional law professor at the University of California Irvine School of Law.